So yesterday we saw how, having heard the whole incidents, what had happened, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva became very angry, and their eyes were filled with anger, and then from their bodies, some inexplicably huge effulgence emerged from their bodies. Then also some effulgence from all the bodies of devas also came out. All of them together joined together as one huge conflagration of effulgence, a fire, I think. And that huge mahat tejaha, that huge conflagration of fire, the electron became one nari abhut. Remember nari abhut? Nari abhut, we saw that. Atulam tatra tatteja sarva deva shari rajam yekastham tadabho nari vyapta lokatrayam tvisha. Tvisha lokatrayam vyaptam. Tvisha, by the effulgence, all three worlds were pervaded by the effulgence of that. Tvisha, by the effulgence, lokatrayam, three worlds, vyaptam, were pervaded by the effulgence of that light, mahat tejaha. Tat nari abhut. Now, I'm going to next one. Yadabhochambhavam tejas tena jayata tanmukham. Yadabhochambhavam tejas tena jayata tanmukham. I realized my mistake of one thing, that I had not made you read the Bhashyam after me. I was first reading myself. So I'm going to make you read after me. I will read first, then I'll ask you to read after me. Then you can, so that you will be reading the Bhashyam, I'll break it in small portions and I can read, you can read after me. Then so you will be uttering the words yourself. That is very important. I didn't do that. So now when I read first time, listen second time, chant along with me. Yadabhochambhavam tejastena jayata tanmukham. Yadabhochambhavam tejastena jayata tanmukham. Yamyena chabhavan kesha bahavo vishnu tejasa. Yamyena chabhavan kesha bahavo vishnu tejasa. So here if you break it, yad abhut, first I'm breaking, yad abhut shambhavam, yad abhut shambhavam, if you break it, yad abhut shambhavam, yad abhut shambhavam. Be very nice if any of you can do, break it properly and we can make a book. Prabhuji, try that. Yad abhut shambhavam, yad abhut shambhavam. Then, tejas, tena ajayata, tejas, tena ajayata. Tejas, tena ajayata, tanmukham, tanmukham. Okay, what it says, yat shambhavam tejaha, yat shambhavam tejaha abhut, yat shambhavam tejaha abhut. See, tejas belonging to Shambhu. See, it's a proper Purana. You have to put a lot of effort also. Shambhavam means anything pertaining to Shambhu is called Shambhavam. Anything belonging to Shambhu, not Sambhavam, See, Tamil Sambhavam is different. That is first Sakara. Sambhavaha is different. Sambhavaha means happening, Nihalbu. But this is Shambhavam. Shambhavam, palatal sha. Anything belonging to Shambhu is called Shambhavam. So here, Shambhavam, what is Shambhavam? Tejas. So Shamboho Tejaha, Shambhavam Tejas. Shamboho Tejas, Shambhavam Tejas. Tejas belonging to Shambhu. Tejas of Shambhu is called Shambhavam Tejaha. Tejas, sorry. Tejas belonging to Shambhu is called Shambhavam Tejas. Okay. Yad Shambhavam Tejas. That Tejas, which is of Shambhu. And the Shambhu Nudaya Tejas Anadu. Abhut. Okay. Yad Shambhavam Tejas Abhut. That Tejas, which was Shambhu's Tejas. Tena, by that Tejas, yenda oru Shambhuvudaiya Tejas aga irundhadho, Tena, by that Tejas, Tan Mukham Ajayata, Tan Mukham means Tasyaha Mukham. Tan Mukham is a compound word. Tasyaha Mukham Ajayata. So her face was Tanmukha means Tasyaha Mukham. Tasyaha Mukham means her face. Whose face? The one who became a lady. Okay, one who became a stri. Nari Abhut. That big Tejas which became a woman, her face. What is her face? Okay. The Shambhu's Tejas became. Okay. From that Tejas, by that Shambhu's Tejas, her face was born. Tan Mukham Ajayata. The only simple sentence. What it says is that Devi's, that woman's face was born of Shambhu's Tejas. Yat Shambhavam Tejaha Abhut Tena Shambhoho Tejasa Tasyaha Mukham Ajayata. Yenda oru Shambhunudaiya Tejasanadu irundhado Andha Tejasinal Avaludaiya Mukham Pirandhadu Thondriyadu. Okay, whatever that Shambhu's Tejas was, by that Tejas, her face was born. For face was born. Then, Yam yena chabhavan keshaha. Okay, now, Keshaha abhavan means became hair. Keshaha, plural word in Sanskritam. In English you say only hair. Okay, became. What became her hair? You said yamyena. Yamyam means the Tejas belonging to Yama is yamyam Tejas. Tejas belonging to Yama is Yamyam Tejas. So, Yamyena means Yamyena Tejasa means Yamanudaya Tejasinal. Yamyena Tejasa, by the Tejas of Yama, Keshaha Abhavan, Hair became, hair was born of Yama's Tejas. சோ கேஷாக கேசங்கள் ஆயின, யமனுடைய தேஜஸினால் கேசங்கள் ஆயின. சோ பை தி தேஜஸ் ஆஃப் யமா ஹேர் கேம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ஹர் ஹேர் கேஷாக பாகுஹு ஒன் ஷோல்டர் தோல் பாகுஹு ஓகே கேன் சே ஆம் ஒன் ஆம் இஸ் பாகுஹு தோல் ஆல்சோ பாகுஹு ஒன் ஆம் ஒன் ஹேண்ட் இஸ் பாகுஹு பாகவஹ மெனி ஹேண்ட்ஸ் பாகவஹ ஹேண்ட்ஸ் so her hands were born of Vishnu Tejasa. So Vishnu's Tejas became her hands, Shambhu's Tejas became her face, Lord Yama's Tejas became her hair. See, you must see, I wish you could appreciate the beauty of it. Which other culture has such a wide imagination? At the same time, it's all meaningful also. Great symbolism. And every devata is highly powerful devata. Lord Yama, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva. My God. Okay. This is the first month. Shloka finished. Next. Now we see this. It's all for upasanam. Now when I say in Devi Mahatmya class, now you think of Devi, you know, the all power, almighty, all powerful Devi, primordial power Devi, who is formless. Now you are seeing Devi in this, visualizing in this form. Now when I say Shambhu's Tejas, Shambhu, no, Shambhavam Tejaha Tanmukham Ajayata Tena Sha, no, சாம்பவ தேஜசா முகம் அஜாயத விஷ்ணோஹோ தேஜசா பாகவஹா விஷ்ணுடைய தேஜஸ்னால் கைகள் தோன்றின தென் யாம் ஏன தேஜசா கேஷாக யாம் ஏன தேஜசா கேஷாக அபவன் ஓகே யாரே உபாசந்திச்சிஸ் சௌமியேனஸ்தனயோர்யுக்மம் சௌமியேனஸ்தனயோர்யுக்மம் மத்தியம் சைந்திரேன சாபவத் ஐந்திரன் சைந்திரனா சௌமியேனஸ்தனயோர்யுக்மம் மத்தியம ஐந்திரேன சாபவத் வாருணேன ச ஜங்கோரு நிதம்பஸ்தேஜசா புவஹ நிதம்பஸ்தேஜசா புவஹ வாருணேன ச ஜங்கோரு நிதம்பஸ்தேஜசா புவஹ சௌம்யேனஸ்தனயோர்யுக்மம் மத்யம் சைந்திரேன சாபவத் வாருணேன ச ஜங்கோரு நிதம்பஸ்தேஜசா புவஹ சோ ஹியர் சௌமியேன சௌமியா இஸ் அனதர் நேம் ஃபார் சந்திரா மூன் மூன் இஸ் கால்ட் சௌமியா சௌமியா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஃப் பிளீசிங் நேச்சர் பிளசன்ட் கூல் ரேஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஃப் பிளசன்ட் கூல் ரேஸ் அன்லைக் த சன் தேர்ஃபோர் மூன் இஸ் கால்ட் சௌமியா சௌமியா நோ சௌமியா நோ ஸ்தனஹ ஸ்தனஹ மீன்ஸ் பிரஸ்ட் ஸ்தனஹ மீன்ஸ் பிரஸ்ட் யுக்மம் மீன்ஸ் டூ ஸ்தனயோஹோ யுக்மம் மீன்ஸ் அ பேர் ஆஃப் பிரஸ்ட்ஸ் டூ பிரஸ்ட்ஸ் ஸ்தனயோஹோ யுக்மம் யுக்மம் pair of breasts because you say stanayoho yugmam. Yugmam, pair of breasts. Now you have to add. Was born of or made of, maybe. Saumyena. Saumyena. Saumyena means Saumyasya Tejasa. Saumyena should be taken as Saumyasya Tejasa Stanayoho Yugmam Jatam. So pair of breasts came into existence of the Tejas of the moon. Moon's Tejas became pair of breasts. Saumyena means Saumyasya Tejasa Stanayoho Yugmam Jatam. I mean complete sentence. Then Madhyam. Madhyam Cha Aindrena. Aindrena Cha Abhavat. Yeah, Madhyam Chaindrena Cha Abhavat. There you break it Madhyam Cha. Madhyam Cha Aindrena. Aindrena Cha Abhavat. Madhyam Cha Aindrena Cha Abhavat. Got it? Got it or not? Madhyam Cha Aindrena Abhavat. Madhyam. Madhyam means hip. Her hip. Madhyam means hip. Her hip was formed of Aindrena. Aindram means Indrasya Tejas is called Aindram. Nice to learn Taddita also. I'll teach you that anyway. Aindra, anything pertaining to Indra is called Aindram. Anything pertaining to, belonging to Indraha is called Aindram. Indrasya Tejaha Aindram Tejaha. So Indra, Chai, Aindrena means Indrasya Tejasa. Aindrena means, yeah, one more thing I want to tell you. The moon is also known as Somaha. Sorry. One morning is correct. What I gave is correct meaning only. Moon is also known as Somaha. Somaha means moon. Somavasara. Remember, Somaha means moon. Anything pertaining to Soma is called Saumya. So, Somasya Tejas is called Saumya Tejas. Somasya Tejas, Saumya Tejas. Saumyena means by the Tejas of Soma, moon. One means Saumyaha means one who is a pleasant rays of, one pleasant cool rays. That's a different one. Another meaning is what? Somasya Tejas, Saumyam Tejas. Saumyena, by the Tejas of Soma, Saumyena, Stanayoho Yugmam Jatam. Okay. Now, Aindrena, Indrasya Tejasa. Indrasya Tejaha, Aindram Tejaha. So, Aindrena means Indrasya Tejasa. By the effulgence of Indra, Madhyam Abhavat Cha. And by the Tejas of Indra, her hip, came into existence. Her Indra's Tejas became her hip. Okay, next. Varunena cha jangoru. Are you all following, making notes? Okay. Varunena cha jangoru. Varunena cha jangoru. Nitambas tejasa bhuvaha. నితంబస్తేజసా భువః. నౌ వారుణేన, వారుణేన. నౌ ఎనీథింగ్ పర్టైనింగ్ టు వరుణ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వారుణం. సో హియర్ తేజస్ ఆఫ్ వరుణ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వారుణం తేజ. వరుణస్య తేజ వారుణం తేజ. సో వారుణేన మీన్స్ వరుణస్య తేజస. బై ది తేజస్ ఆఫ్ వరుణ, వారుణేన చ అండ్ జంఘోరు, జంఘోరు. జంఘా మీన్స్ షాంక్. ఊరు మీన్స్ థైస్. హర్ షాంక్స్ అండ్ థైస్. సి ఇట్స్ ఆల్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు వన్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ అప్రిసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రెసెంటేషన్. నథింగ్ ఈస్ లుక్డ్ అపాన్ సంథింగ్ అగ్లీ, సంథింగ్ బ్యాడ్, రాంగ్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ భగవాన్స్ క్రియేషన్. యూ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ద గ్రేట్ ప్రాపర్ యాటిట్యూడ్ టువర్డ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో ఇఫ్ అవర్ థైస్ అండ్ అవర్ షాంక్స్ ఆర్ భగవాన్స్ క్రియేషన్, సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు సీ దట్ ఆల్సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎనీబడి ఇస్ భగవాన్స్ క్రియేషన్. దెర్ఫోర్ వారుణేన మీన్స్ వరుణస్య తేజస. జంఘోరు, యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ జంఘా. జంఘా మీన్స్ షాంక్. యు కెన్ సే టు గెట్ టూ షాంక్స్. అండ్ ఊరు, ఊరు మీన్స్ థైస్. సో హర్ థైస్ అండ్ షాంక్స్ వేర్ బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ తేజస్ ఆఫ్ వరుణ. వారుణేన తేజస, వారుణేన వరుణస్య తేజస జంఘోరు అభవన్. ఓకే, నెక్స్ట్. నితంబః భువః తేజస. భూః మీన్స్ ఎర్త్, భూమి దేవత. భూః మీన్స్ ఎర్త్. భువః మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్. భూః మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్. నితంబః, నితంబః యాక్చువల్లీ బటక్స్. ఓకే, నితంబః మీన్స్ బటక్స్. నితంబః భువః తేజస. సి భూః మీన్స్ ఎర్త్, భువః మీన్స్ తేజస్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్త్. భువః ఇస్ అ పాజిటివ్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ భూః. భువః తేజస బై ది తేజస్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్త్ నితంబః కేమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ఆర్ నితంబః వాస్ ఫార్మ్డ్ ఆఫ్ తేజస్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్త్. ఓకే, నౌ యూ గాట్ వాట్ అ ఫార్మ్. నెక్స్ట్. బ్రహ్మణస్తేజసాపాదౌ, బ్రహ్మణస్తేజసాపాదౌ తదంగుల్యోర్క తేజస, తదంగుల్యోర్క తేజస వసూనాం చకరాంగుల్యః కౌబేరేణ చ నాసిక. ద బ్యూటీ ఇస్ ద లిటరల్ మీనింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. ఇన్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ హౌ టు ఫార్మ్ అ కంప్లీట్ సెంటెన్స్, మీనింగ్ఫుల్ సెంటెన్స్, స్టిల్ హౌ టు హైడ్ ది బీజాస్ ఇన్ దట్. దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ దేవి మహాత్మ్యం. అమేజింగ్లీ ఇట్స్ అ గ్రేట్ సైన్స్. I have to show you, break and show how the mantras are hidden there. There's a calculation how to take the mantras. We'll see the tetran. First, let us learn the meanings. Brahmanastejasapadau, Brahmanastejasapadau, Tadanguljorkatejasa, Tadanguljorkatejasa. వసూనాం చకరాంగుల్యః కౌబేరేణ చ నాసిక. వసూనాం చకరాంగుల్యః కౌబేరేణ చ నాసిక. నౌ బ్రహ్మణః తేజస. తేజస్, యు నో బ్రిలియన్స్, తేజస్ థర్డ్ కేస్. బ్రహ్మణః తేజస, బ్రహ్మణః పాజిటివ్ కేస్. by the tejas of Brahma. By means what? Must take it as from also. From the tejas of Brahma. Or by the tejas, literally by the tejas of Brahma. You take it as what? Because tejas of Brahma. From the tejas of Brahma. But actually the third case. By the tejas of Brahma came into existence what? Padav. So Brahma's tejas alone became 2 feet of Devi. Now, tadangulyaha, next, tadangulyaha means tasyaha angulyaha, anguli singular finger, anguli, angulihi or anguli, ikaranta or ikaranta, srilinga shabdaha, angulihi or anguli, means what? Finger, angulyaha fingers. So, fingers. Okay, so fingers here, you can, maybe it's also toes also, angulyaha only. So tad angulyaha means tasyaha angulyaha. Tasyaha striyaha angulyaha. Toes of the Devi are formed of what? Arka tejasa. Arkaha means sun. Arkaha suryaha. So arka tejasa, arkasya tejas, arka tejas. Arka tejasa, by the effulgence of the sun, her toes came into existence. Means what? Her toes are formed of the effulgence of tejas of sun. Now, vasunam cha karangulyaha, kara angulyaha fingers. So first, tadangulyaha means tasyaha angulyaha, there we should take it as toes, because karangulyaha are specially mentioned. Kara angulyaha, fingers of the hand, to differentiate the toes from hand fingers. Karangulyaha, fingers, actual fingers. Karangulyaha, vasunam. Vasunam means ashta vasus are there. Ashta vasus. Vasunam means the effulgence, tejas of 8 vasus. Tejas of 8 vasus mean they're all devatas or wealth. Tejas of 8 vasus, 8 celestial devatas, ashtavasus, ashtavasavaha, we say. The tejas of 8 celestial devatas known as vasavaha, their tejas became her hand fingers. We don't need to say in English hand fingers, but in English, because there in Sanskritam we have both only fingers for toes and hand fingers. Therefore, kara angulyaha. Okay. Vasunam tejasa means understood. So vasunam, the tejas of ashtavasus became her hand fingers. Then kauberena cha nasika. Kuberasya idam kauberam. So, the tejas belonging to Kubera. Kubera is a devata of wealth. So, Kubera's tejas became her nose. Kauberena cha nasika. Kuberanudaya tejasinal mukkanadu aagithondriyadu, aagiyadu. Kuberanudaya tejasinal. Kauberena, Kuberasya tejas, or anything pertaining to Kubera is Kauberam. So Kauberena means Kuberasya tejasa nasika jata. Nose was born. And nose became, Kubera's tejas became nose of Devi. Okay, next. tasyastu danta sambhotaah. See, what it means is all the powers of all the devatas joined together is this Devi who is capable of destroying Mahishasura. That is the idea. Okay, we will not take it literally. Tasyastu danta sambhotaah prajapatyena tejasa tasyastu danta sambhotaah prajapatyena tejasa nayana tritayam jagnye tatha pavaka tejasa nayana tritayam jagnye tatha pavaka tejasa. No, tasyaha tu tasyastu. Tasyaha tu tasyastu. Are you all there? Tasyaha tu tasyastu. Simply added to adjust the meter. Tasyaha dantaha. Tasyaha dantaha. Her teeth. Tasyaha dantaha, tasyaha tu, tasyastu, dantaha, her teeth. Tasyaha means her. Her, okay, her teeth. Sambhutaha, her teeth originated. How? Prajapatyena tejasa. Prajapatihi. Prajapatihi. Prajapati is another position on the devatas only. Prajapati is also, Brahma is also known as Prajapati. Versus Prajapatihi, one of the devatas. Prajapatyena means by the tejas of Prajapati. Prajapatehe tejas is called Prajapatyam tejas. So Prajapatyena means Prajapatehe tejasa. By the tejas belonging to Prajapati, her teeth originated. Means her, Prajapati's tejas became her teeth. Then, Nayanatritayam jagnye. Nayanatritayam jagnye. Tatha pavaka tejasa nayanatritayam jagnye tatha pavaka tejasa. Now nayanatritayam, tritayam means three, nayanam means a set of three eyes, set of three eyes. Only two eyes we can see, third eye we cannot see. Okay, Nayanatritayam means three, a set of three eyes. Okay, were born of Pavaka Tejasa. Pavakaha means Agni. Okay, Agnehe, Agnehe Tejasa, Pavakasya Tejasa. Here there is no simple sentence. Pavakasya tejasa, pavaka tejasa. By the tejas of Agni, pavakaha, her three eyes originated. Her three eyes were formed of the tejas of Agni Devata. Nayanatritayam. Pavaka tejasa tatha means as well. Jagnye means, jagnye is a perfect tense, past perfect tense. You can say jagnye means jatani, three jatam, nayanatritayam jatam, nayanatritayam jatam. Nayana tritayam jatam. Tritayam, triad. Tritaya means triad. Triad, you can say three eyes of Devi born of Agni's effulgence, Agni's tejas. Okay. Pavakasya tejasa nayana tritayam jatam. Jagnye kemaki jatam. Okay. Bhruvaucha sandhyayos tejasravanavanilasya cha. Anyeshan chaiva devanam shambhavastejasam shiva. Bhruvaucha sandhyayos tejasravanavanilasya cha. Anyeshan chaiva devanam sambhavastejasam shiva. Now bhruvau. Here bhruhu. Bhruhu means eyebrow. Bhruhu ukaranta. Bhruhu eyebrow. And bhruvau dual. Two eyebrows. Or eyebrows. Sandhyayoho tejaha. See, sandhya is very important. Pratas sandhya, sayam sandhya. Sandhya means the meeting point is called Sandhya Devi. The meeting point of night and day and night. Okay. Kale sandhya, sayam sandhya. We have two times sandhi. When the night and day meets Pratas Sandhya. The day and the night meets, that is Sayam Sandhya. So, the meeting points is also personal Devi, Sandhya Devi. So, Sandhya Yaha Sandhyayoho. Tejaha. The Tejas of Sandhya, morning Sandhya and evening Sandhya. Tejas of Sandhyas. The meeting points became her two eyebrows. Then, Shravanau Anilasya cha. You break it, Shravanav Anilasya cha. Break it, Shravanau. Shravanaha means one eye, one ear. Sorry. Shravanaha, Shravanam hearing. But Shravanaha ear. Shravanaha ear. Shravanau 2 years. 2 years. So Anilasya Tejas. Anilaha means air, wind god. So Tejas of Anilaha. Anilasya Tejas. Tejas of Anilaha Vayuhu. Vayu Devata. Anilaha is another word for Vayu. Anilasya Tejaha became her 2 ears. Anyeshancha Dev, Anyeshanchaiva Devanam Sambhavaha Tejasam Shiva. Okay, now finished. Now he says, Anyesham Devanam Tejasam Shambhavaha Shiva. See, Shiva Shiva means Sa Shiva. Sa Shiva means she is of auspicious form. She is of the form of auspiciousness. Avale Mangala Vadivinal. Sa Shiva. Why Sa Shiva? Because Anyesham Cha and Anyesham Devanam Tejasam Sambhavaha. Sambhava here means, Sambhava should be taken as the formation. Sambhava is a formation. formation of tejas of all other devatas alone is the auspicious form. The formation of this auspicious form of Devi is nothing but formation of the tejas of all other devas. The tejas of all other anyesham devanam tejasam sambhavaha. So sambhavaha should be taken as formation. Formation of the tejas of all the devas is what now? The auspicious form, Shiva. The Murtihi is not mentioned, we have to add. Shiva Murtihi. Shiva Murtihi means auspicious form is nothing but the formation of the tejas of all other devas. Tata samasta devanam tejo rashi samudbhavam. Tata samasta devanam tejo rashi samudbhavam. Tam vilokya mudam prapuhu. Tam vilokya mudam prapuhu. Amara mahishardhitah. Now, mudam prapuhu. Prapuhu. See, prapuhu means praptavantaha. Prapuhu is a past perfect tense. Prapuhu is equal to praptavantaha or prapnuvan means attained. Prapuhu means praptavantaha. Praptavantaha means attained. Okay. Attained what? Mudam prapuhu. Mudaha means joy. Happiness. Mudam prapuhu means they attained happiness. Literal meaning. Means they became happy. Mudam prapuhu. Mahilchiyai adaindhargal. Mahilchiyai adaindhargal. How do you say? Mudam prapuhu, mudam praptavantaha, they attained happiness. So, to make it nice, to sound nice, they became happy. Okay. Who became happy? Amaraha. Amaraha mudam prapuhu. Amaraha means devaha. Devaha mudam prapuhu. Devaha became happy. Devas attained happiness. Devas became happy. தேவர்கள் மகிழ்ச்சியை அடைந்தார்கள். தேவ அமராக முதம் பிராப்தவந்த. ஓகே, விச் தேவாக? மகிஷார்த்திதாக. மகிஷ ஆர்திதாக, அர்த்திதாக. மகிஷ அர்த்திதாக, மகிஷேன அர்த்திதாக. Ardita means harassed, tormented, troubled, disturbed, afflicted. Ardita means tunburuttapatta. Mahishena arditaha. Mahishasuranal tunburuttapattavargal. Mahishena அர்த்திதாஹ அமராஹ. மகிஷ அர்த்தித அமராஹ. மகிஷார்த்திதாஹ மீன்ஸ் தோஸ் தேவாஸ், தேவாஸ் ஹூ வேர் அஃப்ளிக்டெட், டார்ச்சர்ட். தேவாஸ் வர் டார்ச்சர்ட் பை மகிஷாசுரா, பிகேம் ஹாப்பி. தேவாஸ் வர் டார்ச்சர்ட் பை மகிஷாசுரா, attained joy. Mahishasnal tunburuttapatta amarargal devargal magilchiyai adaindargal. So mahishardhitaha amaraha mudam prapuhu. kada, when did they become happy? Tam vilokya, tam vilokya, seeing her, having seen her. My God, what an effulgent, beautiful woman she must have been. Because born of the effulgence of tejas of all the devas. Therefore, tam vilokya, having seen her, is a big, huge bundle of tejas of all the devas. At the same time, very beautiful also. Tam vilokya, having seen her, all the devas tortured by Mahishasura became happy. And which sort of Devi she was? Samudbhava. Samudbhava. Samudbhava means she who originated. She who came into Tondriyaval. Samudbhava means Tondriyaval. She who has originated are born of what? Tejo Rashi. She who is originated from the Tejo Rashi. Tejo Rashi. Tejo Rashi of whom? Of all the devas. Samasta Devanam Tejo Rashi Samudbhava Devi. Devi who was born of Tejo Rashi of all the devas. Seeing, having seen her who was born of the Tejo Rashi of the huge heap of tejas of all devas. Having seen her who was born of the huge heap of the tejas of all devas. These Amaraha Devaha were tortured by Mahishasura, became very happy. Got it? Yella Devarhudaya Tejas Rashi Lind Tondriya and the Devi Parthi Yella Devarhalum Mahishnal Tumburpatta Devarhalum Mahichedindarhil. Now Devi's form is ready. Now Devi's weapons she needs. Okay. Now who is going to give her which weapon? That we will see tomorrow. Nice. How many of you really enjoy this? Okay. Good. I see you tomorrow. Okay.
Can I ask you something, Swamini?
Pardon?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
This Jangaha and Uruhu are the
same. No, not Jangaha, Uruhu. I said Jangoru. They were given together. See, Janga, Jange, Uru. Make a compound word, Janga, Uru.
Are they singular or plural?
Uru, Jango, Janga, Uru, Jangoru. Janga, Shank, Uru, Thai.
Now, is it single Thai or both the thighs?
No. He is given as in dual form. It is given in dual form together. So we have to take it as her thighs and it's a compound word. We have to take it as thighs and shanks. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Swami.
Definitely, Devi, such a beautiful woman cannot have only one thigh. So
must I know. Because it said Jangha.
Yeah. No, wondering. Jangoru is a composition. Put together Jangoru. Means Jange Uru. 2 thighs and 2 shanks. Together Jangoru. You take it as her thighs and thanks. You must know singular word. Then dual word you must know. Then separately you must know all thighs and shanks together.
Thank you, Swami.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. See you tomorrow.